I want you to just bow your head. Say, Father, give me wisdom.
Father, give me wisdom.
To hear the words.
To hear the words.
And then to apply them to me. Not to shove them in somebody else's lap.
Not to shove them in somebody else's lap.
But to take this message
to
my heart.
So that I can be
changed
by your Holy Spirit,
not by my bright ideas.
Amen?
I am going to take you to Genesis 11, because that's what I heard this morning, loud and clear. He had given me two visions. One of them came back in the car this morning as I was driving in. And when I got to sit down with the Lord, he told me to go to Genesis chapter 11. And he told me to use the Amplified. So there's a few extra words in the Amplified to kind of drill this thing home. When I say that, it's because sometimes we feel helpless. Okay? The vision I had was that in the book of Acts, they were all in one accord. Otherwise, the dividing spirits had been dealt with. You know what a dividing spirit can do in a body of believers? A selfish spirit? That is deadly to you and your family. All right? Now, God will allow those things to come into your home and into your heart and into you to see what you're going to do. Because he's nosy about your reactions. He's nosy about your reactions. Why do you think he gave you free will to begin with? So that you could do whatever you wanted in freedom. But he also gave you grace and favor so that you could do your own thing if you wanted to. If you look at our Savior when he's confronted at the Last Supper, probably with a word of knowledge from the Holy Spirit, your betrayer's at your table. You don't see him arguing. You don't see him screaming at the man. You don't see him blaming anybody. You hear him say, go quickly to do what you've already decided to do. And if you're like me, you like comfort zone. Don't disturb my comfort zone. Because if you disturb my comfort zone, I will retaliate and teach you a damn good lesson. And I mean that word. Because that's what happens when anger enters your heart. And you don't care how many people you damn, you just want to survive. And that part of you is the control aspect. Some people call it Jezebel, but I hate that word because it relates to women. The worst of Jezebels is not in women, it is in men. Because they want their way. And they don't care what price someone else will have to pay. Genesis 11. I want you to read verse 6 with me first, before we go to the other part. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do, and now nothing they have imagined they can do will be impossible to them. It's the Lord speaking. You got it? And now nothing they have imagined they can do will be impossible to them. When you have a strategy that comes from darkness, they need to harmonize no different than the body of Christ. Some people think that, you know, you're going to have everything handed to you on a silver platter. Well, it hasn't happened in my life. The training period has not stopped. It still continues. It goes on different levels. But it is training. Verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one accent and mode of expression. See the harmony there? And as they journeyed eastward, they found a plain or a valley in the land of Shinar. And they settled and dwelt there. And they said one to another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. So they had bricks for stone and slime or bitumen for mortar. And they said, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top reaches into the sky, and let us make a name for ourselves. How many know that there are all kinds of seminars out there to make you think you are special and make you believe that you can do all things? And it's under this type of anointing. It's not the Holy Ghost. Let us be scattered over the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Not the sons of God. The sons of men. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And now nothing they have imagined they can do will be impossible to them. So the imagination is used by darkness just as well as by the Lord. If you're imagining the next level of your persecution, you're going to defend yourself at whatever cost you can in order to survive, because you don't want to die. Amen? And that's self. That's the person you're worshiping. And if you don't think I know I'm preaching, I know I'm preaching. I'm preaching to me first. Self has got to relinquish its control tactics. And it has to come back to the Lord and bow its knee to the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, it is work to choose to do it. Because you're not going to feel like doing it. All your emotions are going to fight you.
Amen.
Okay, so how many have tasted what I'm talking about this week? Put your hand way up. Look around. What am I saying to you? There's a strategy of darkness to make you harmonize with it, but there's also a strategy of the Holy Spirit to give you a chance to be recreated in the image and likeness of the Most High God. Ephesians chapter 3. Come, let us go down there and confound, mix up, confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from that place upon the face of the whole earth, and they gave up building the city. Therefore the name of it was called Babel, because the Lord there confounded the language. Notice it's the Lord. Not them. The language of all the earth. And from that place the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Then it goes on to generations for another message. But now I wanted you to go to Acts. The book of Acts. Because you see, the new covenant is going to use the principles of God the same way. Instead of being demonic, it's going to be Holy Ghost inspired. Amen?
Amen.
Chapter 1. Verse 3. To them also he showed himself alive after his passion, his suffering in the garden and on the cross, by a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidence, and infallible proof, appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. He wasn't talking to them about the kingdoms of the earth. Where is the kingdom of God? It's inside us. It's a kingdom of peace, joy, and love. It's not a kingdom of anger, control, and retaliation. So if you want to know which kingdom is ruling your heart, just think about those two aspects. And if you can't do it on your own, which I can't, and I don't know anybody who has been successful in the body of Christ, they need to submit to the Holy Spirit. And humbling yourself is going to cost you. That's where your peacock comes. He wants to have intercourse with you. The Holy Ghost wants to have intercourse with you. But he doesn't show his feathers. Verse 4. And while being in their company and eating at the table with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, "You have heard me speak." 5. For John baptized with water, but not many days from now you shall be baptized with, placed in, introduced into, the Holy Spirit. Look at the word because it's important. Placed in or introduced into the Holy Spirit. So when they were assembled, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will reestablish the kingdom and restore it to Israel?" So what's their focus? Flesh. They want those Romans out, just like some of you want some of your irritations out. And irritations can be you or someone else.
Amen.
Yeah. And what am I saying? I'm saying to you, there is a way out. You see, I don't know about you, but I don't like conflict. I can't stand rejection. And I'll do anything I can to stop it, no matter what the price. I should have heard a couple of amens, but I didn't hear nothing. Those of you who enjoy being attacked and enjoy being yelled at, please raise your hand right now. And look around. See any hands? How many of you are going to try to defend yourself when you see somebody else misbehaving, causing you pain? It's automatic. It doesn't have to be turned on. The button's already in shifting gear. The minute the words come, and you instantly go into action and reaction. You're not in harmony with the Holy Ghost. You are in harmony with who? The darkness that wants to control, to keep you from having any greater pain. Verse 6. So when they were assembled, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will reestablish the kingdom and restore it to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know, to become acquainted with and know what time brings, the things and events of time and their definite period. Fix years and seasons, their critical nick of time, which the Father has appointed. by his own choice and authority and personal power. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. So he's telling them what they're going to receive. What is it? Power, ability, efficiency, and might. When is it happening? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. Go to verse 14. All of these, with their minds in full agreement, devoted themselves steadfastly to prayer, waiting together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. I remind you, in John chapter 7, his brothers were irritations. What happened to them? John chapter 7 tells you they were not believing in him. They wanted him to advertise who he was, and they couldn't control him, so they got angry with him. Ha! You want to show off? Go ahead. Go to Jerusalem. And he did. But he didn't go with them. There are times you're going to have to separate yourself and obey the Lord, no matter what the cost is. But the end result, when the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to what?
Restore.
He's going to restore and make you of one heart. He's going to form your families into what he has decided, and discerned is best for your family. Not what you think, not what you believe, not what you feel. And I stretch the word feel with an L on the end, because it wants to what? Be comfortable. We all want comfort. But the comforter is the author. Not you and me. And I know this message isn't comfortable. It wasn't intended to be. But I didn't choose it. I told you I saw two visions. I saw them at 4:30 this morning. Crying out to the Holy Spirit for unity and harmony. And it's got to start in the house of prayer. It can't be someone else's house. Very quiet in here. Why is it quiet? Because you're pondering. Can I do this? And I tell you, no way you can do it. If you think you're so good at it, why haven't you succeeded so far?
Amen.
Thank you. I'm prodding you to wait upon the Lord. He is more than able to take you to the finish line. How many of you want what he said he would give you? Power, ability, efficiency, and might. That's verse 8. You want the power, you want the efficiency, and you want to control it. So it'll be comfy. My wife and I last week had a tragedy. Our 32-year-old mattress died.
I believe.
It just literally began to leak. It was a waterbed. We've had it since I sold the business. And somebody wanted to buy it, and I told them, no, it was mine. And it lasted 32 years without a leak. In fact, they recommend that you buy all these chemicals to put in. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you stick your finger in there and you pray and it'll become holy water. And it's never had a chemical in 32 years. And it never ran a leak. I never had to put a patch. That's a praise report. 32 years. Oh, you say it must have had very big activity. Oh, come on, you're human. Jeez. It had some. But then she moved out of the room. Because she had a problem with me. so that I could taste how it felt to die. You say, you're talking about your wife. No, I'm not talking about my wife. I'm talking about the woman who began to control, and it didn't work. I stayed put and waited for the Lord. So I'm your example. He brought her back. He healed her. And he's still healing her. And I'm waiting for the next level. And I'm not manipulating to make her happy. On Friday morning, we had a test. She was very, very sick. She was sick all day long. Why am I saying it? Because, again, the Holy Spirit guided both of us. Yesterday was recovery day. The new mattress is a gift. You know, the old one died and the Lord gave us grace. He even provided some finances, which came from, I never would have expected how he provided, but he did. So the glory goes to the Lord. You see, what I'm trying to make you aware of is I wanted power, ability, efficiency, and might. And I did receive the Holy Spirit, but he comes in increments. He doesn't come all at once. He has to wait for different corners of you and me to be submitted to him. There could be corners of your heart. Could be corners of your emotions. Could be normal areas of your will that you're still troubled with, because we all have different corners. And when you have an area that's injured and the Holy Spirit starts to work on that corner, you will usually react. And when you do, that's identity. And you need to submit that to the Lord as best you can, as quickly as you can. And if you're like me, it may take a while. So be patient with yourself and be patient with the Lord. But again, I want to go back to 14. All of these, with their minds in full agreement, devoted themselves steadfastly to prayer. They were not devoted to having what they thought was best. Waiting together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, so she had a need as well. And with his brothers, who also were brought up with him, but they had also a need. Now, one of those days, Peter arose among the brethren. The whole number of whom gathered together were about 120. Brethren, he said, it was necessary that the scriptures be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit foretold by the lips of David. You see, the Holy Spirit said that we would have a bride that would be spotless. Amen? The bride that's going to be spotless is going to be washed by the blood and by an influx of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's what's going to take place. That's why you may have areas that you don't like right now. And as you end up coming to him, saying, Holy Spirit, I need counsel here. I'm hurting. I need what? When I'm hurting, what do I need? Comfort. He is the comforter. It's not your neighbor that's your comforter. He's going to raise you up. But he's not going to raise you up when you think that you have all the answers. Yeah. See, when you're totally relying on his mind being formed in you, you will then come to a place and saying, grace, grace, grace to the mountain of human obstacles that are in my mind. Because that's where they reside. They can also be in your heart and your emotions. But the one who has the answers is the Lord. He did not send his Holy Ghost to shatter anybody. He did send his Holy Spirit to recreate and reveal the fullness of Christ and his finished work. The fullness of Christ is to see you acting and reacting like Jesus. And if there's a Judas in your life, then you'll say, go do quickly what you have chosen to do. And if they have a different opinion, release them. Because they may not have your opinion. They may not have your mindsets. All right. How many have got a few that are in that space? Thank you. But we want to control because we want to stay comfortable. And the Holy Spirit is really saying to you, we need to pray. So would you do me a favor? Would you close your Bibles, please? And we're going to gather together. Because they were what? They were with their minds in full agreement, devoted themselves for prayer, waiting together. Where are we? We're waiting
together.
And we're going to do it now. Come on up. You say, I didn't plan for this. Neither did I. But I want you and I to win. Amen? My hands are cold. I'm sorry. Warm me up. Oh, I don't know why, but this morning my hands were cool. Release your spirit. Father, we cry out. Repeat after me. Father, we cry out.
Father, we cry out.
For power.
Humility.
And reconstruction.
Of our hearts.
Our minds.
Our wills.
And our emotions. We want to be doing your plan.
We want to be in one accord.
Because then, guided by your Holy Spirit,
There will be nothing impossible for us.
The lame will walk.
The blind will see.
And the deaf will hear.
Those are attributes of me.
I'm sometimes blind.
To my own weakness.
And my own disability.
Sometimes.
I want my way. And I don't want to hear somebody else.
And what they think.
And what they're doing.
To solve their problems.
I've got to learn.
That the Holy Spirit.
Has a plan for them.
But he's also got a plan to comfort me.
So I'm crying out today.
For the Holy One of Israel.
To release the Holy Spirit.
With power.
And with ability.
And with strength.
And creative abilities.
To recreate me.
In the image and likeness of my Savior, Jesus Christ.